25-year-old store receptionist Nicole Schaefer has used medicinal pot for the last 4 years.
I use it mostly for like kind of emotional stuff, digestive things. I probably maybe smoke about once a day at this point. It just depends on whether it's going to be like afternoon when I need it or if it's more of an evening thing.
But last month, Schaefer let her official Oregon medical marijuana card lapse. She says the annual cost isn't worth what she can save on medical versus recreational marijuana.
To buy like, you know, a $12 gram here and there is going to be way more cost effective than to go out and spend $200 on a medical card.
A lot of Oregonians are making similar decisions. In fact, state officials say that since recreational marijuana became legal, the number of people with medical cards has dropped from 77,000 to 67,000. That's the population of Cottage Grove. And it's not just customers moving to the recreational market. Of the 300-plus dispensaries in the state, more than 80% have applied to sell recreational cannabis. The Little Amsterdam dispensary in Portland, for example, just shut down its medicinal shop. Owner Renee Barnes is still a partner in two other stores. She says last year, medicinal sales and recreational sales were running about 50-50.
Now we see about 70% recreational and 30% medical customers.
Medical marijuana is supposed to be a legal, easy way to help people get it for pain reduction or other chronic problems. For example, patients with medicinal marijuana cards can buy more than recreational customers, and they pay lower prices. But that isn't proving enough to retain customers. Renee Barnes says the state now seems to be favoring recreational marijuana over medicinal marijuana.
You know, it's kind of maybe become the ugly stepchild.
Dr. Christian Lay runs Green Earth Medicine in Portland, a clinic that specializes in helping people who use medical marijuana. He's also seeing medical sales wither, and he's frustrated because he says the state appears to be pushing aside the promise of medical marijuana in favor of the tax revenues it gets for recreational marijuana. State and local authorities can slap up to 20% on recreational sales, while they can't add a thing to medicinal sales. Dr. Lay says it's not that the state's trying to kill medical sales, but it is letting it die on the vine.
The people who made cannabis legal as it is today are actually being thrown to the curb.
Medicinal growers are having problems too. That's because they don't grow on the same scale as recreational farmers, but are now subject to many of the same regulations, like licensing fees, expensive security cameras, and seed-to-sale tracking systems. Mark Pettinger with the Oregon Liquor Control Commission won't comment on whether taxes are driving the move from medicinal to recreational sales. That's not his job. But he says the new regulations are necessary.
It's really to ensure that certain safeguards are in place to protect public safety. That means preventing access by children. It means ensuring that marijuana isn't diverted from legal intent into the illegal market. It means trying to keep marijuana, you know, out of the hands of cartels and organized crime.
He says all the new regulations are needed to try and keep the federal government from coming into the state and shutting down sales. So, will Oregon see the death of the medical marijuana-only dispensary? No, says the recently departed chief of the OLCC, Rob Patridge.
Basically, you're going to have a series of cities and counties across the state who've opted out from any recreational sale. So, you're going to have some of those medical-only sales dispensaries.
Those dispensaries, he says, are going to remain around eastern Oregon, where medical cards are the only legal way people can get the drug. Maybe it's not what Oregon voters intended when they approved medical marijuana in 1998, but for patients, it's better than nothing. Christian Fodenvenzel, OPB.